Shell, what's been the direction this week after the result on the weekend?
Yeah, we had a really good review last night with the group, and I guess in this competition, such a short season, you've got to review quickly and you've got to learn quickly as well. So seven rounds in the competition plus finals. So yeah, we move on pretty quickly, and we're really focused on this weekend against Collingwood now.
What do you do to explain the first half?
Yeah, I guess the first half, we've had a good look at that. There was just some really easy hit-up leads in regards to Western Bulldogs game, and I guess our accountability. So that's something that we trained last night, and we're really happy with where the girls are at. And, you know, they've taken it on board. I think they're pretty hurt when they look at some of the vision. But, you know, then we reflect on our third quarter and the way that we do play, and pretty happy with that.
So what did you change in the third quarter apart from asking them to be more accountable? You won the second half on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it was just a conversation about the way that we want to play. We've been training it for the last 3 months and really comfortable that the girls understand the way that we want to play. They've been incredible on the track throughout our entire pre-season. So it was just about applying everything that they've learned and applying that into the second half, which they did, and we came away with a better result then.
Ebony Antonio copped a head knock late in the game. Is she okay to play this week?
Yeah, she'll just go through, I think, just one more test, but she should be fine.
Michelle, do you embrace the massive crowd and the excitement that's building now for this game, and how many people are going to be watching?
Yeah, it'll be an incredible atmosphere. I know the club's released another couple of thousand tickets this morning, which is great. So, but yeah, I guess what we'll have is probably 48,000 people cheering for Fremantle, and we'll certainly absorb that energy, and I'm really looking forward to the contest.
Does it put more pressure on you or less pressure on you? How do you see it?
Yeah, I think you just use that energy, and that's all behind you. So yeah, the girls are excited. It's not something that they've ever, a crowd that they've ever played of in front of before. But I'm sure that they'll, I know that they'll really enjoy the opportunity and play for the club.
Gillon McLaughlin sort of seems to think that we need to play a more exciting brand of football, more goals scored, etc. How do you go as a coach trying to satisfy the AFL but then also trying to win games of football?
Yeah, had really really good conversation with the AFL around that. I guess just getting our feedback on how we saw round one, and yeah, just a two-way conversation there and a bit of feedback. So I think it's important. We can't compare the men's game to the women's. We're a lot shorter game time, and there's, you know, that way you don't have as much scoring opportunity. But I do believe as the rounds go on, the competition will continue to take a step up, and I think we'll see an exciting brand of footy this in round two and round three moving forward.
So is entertainment or quality of the football for you as a coach more important than winning, or are you more of a winning coach?
I think there's a balance. I'm certainly a winning, a competitive coach, and measured on performance at the end of the day, and understand that. But at the same time, we're at the infancy of a brand new competition in this country, and I think it is our right and our responsibility as well to I guess put out a product there that's an exciting one for the fans as well.
Why do you think not that many goals kicked? Is it a skill thing or is it a game plan thing? Is it too defensive? Why do you think it happens?
I think it might be a skill thing, but I've seen that improve over the last 12 months, which has been great. And as that continues to improve, girls will be able to move the footy a lot cleaner and easier and hitting up their targets, and which will all contribute to a higher scoring as well. So it's been something that we've worked on hard. It's been our number one focus throughout our season, was our skills and making sure we can hit our targets by hand and by foot. And we've certainly, from our club, we've seen a massive increase in that.
Do you think it's a weird position to put you in? Because, as like you said, you're trying to win games. You shouldn't really be worried about how many goals you kick, but the game probably needs more goals from a fan's perspective. So should they take it out of your hands and maybe reduce players or create zones or add bonus points for more scores, to take it out of the coach's hands? Because it's a weird position to put you in.
Oh, I'm sure they'll reflect on it at the end of the season, whether to put some actual rules in place in regards to it. But I guess for us, it doesn't really affect the way that we had planned and our game plan around moving the footy. We've been really focused on the way that we move it and our defence as well. So we're not making any changes going into this weekend doesn't really affect us as a group.
Michelle, there's more teams coming in next year and the year after. Are you confident talent pool will deepen quickly enough to be able to still lift the standard with more players needed each weekend?
I think that's there's certainly, I guess they've mentioned more teams, but that will just be reviewed on an ongoing basis. I don't think those teams are shooing into the competition. I think it'd be right good if we just continue to review it at the end of the season, see where their talent pool's at. But certainly know the WA talent pool are working really hard with their programs here and trying to really fast track a lot of talent.
Are you happy with mainly focusing on West Australian talent, or do you think at some point you're going to need to bring in players from elsewhere?
At this stage, really happy with our group, and I guess at the end of the season we'll just reassess and have a look at that.
You said you had a two-way conversation with the AFL. Is that normal, or is that just because of round one and the results?
It's quite normal. We even all flew over to the AFL prior to the season commencing just to have a round table discussion about the competition and any concerns that we might have. So, yeah, it's been an open door policy. I think Steve Hopkins has been fantastic for the game, and he'll continue to keep his finger on the pulse to make sure that we've got both competitive games in the men's game and the women's game.
Was the threat from the AFL that if the coaches don't change the style, that there'll be rules introduced to change the style?
Certainly not a threat. It was just a conversation. It was just a conversation about round one and what we thought about it.
Can I just ask, you'll run out in front of 48,000 people, maybe 50,000. Will you get any docker or any person that may have experienced that atmosphere to talk to the girls before the game?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to go to the ground, and I think that was really good for the girls. But we're daily entrenched by dockers that engage in that kind of atmosphere through Lachie Neal at training last night, Brady Gray at training last night. So bringing someone in isn't new for these girls. They're used to having people that experience that kind of atmosphere, and those boys are incredibly, they share their knowledge, and the girls are sponges around it.
What was the advice that someone like Lachie Neal gave you girls about embracing the atmosphere but making sure you focus on the game?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him myself personally, but I know that, you know, the girls love bouncing things off him. But I think his footy speaks for himself. He's really focused, and his actions speak for himself when he runs out in front of a really big crowd, and the way he applies himself at training and game day shows that.
Michelle, does the game potentially having the biggest AFLW crowd ever, if you look at the 1929 game in Adelaide Oval, does that carry any extra significance to your players? You've spoken about that as a group.
No, we initially focused on reviewing our round one. We learned from that really quickly, and now we're just focused on taking Collingwood and taking them on at Optus. But, we will touch it on the atmosphere whilst it's another game. It's slightly different with the amount of crowd and everything like that. So, we've got some incredible people around the footy club that the girls can bounce off and have conversations with if there's any anxiety or anything.
Too early to say it's a must-win game, Michelle. It's such a short season, but a very important game, I suppose, for your season.
Yeah, I think such a short season, every game is really important.